Dr. Kamana Maikalani Beamer has taught at the Hawaii School of Hawaiian Studies as well as the Richardson School of Law. He has a PhD in cultural geography, specializing in Hawaiian land tenure in resource management systems. He specialized in the remnants of traditional practices that remain embedded in law today. He's just taken the position of president and CEO of the influential Kohala Center in Waimea on Hawaii Island, and his book, Nā Mako Kamana, Liberating the Nation, has just won the 2015 Kapalapala Po'okela Award by the Hawaii Book Publishers Association. We met at the historic Iolani Palace for a conversation about that book.
Hawaiian leadership in traditional times was always very complex.
Dr. Kamana Maikalani Beamer says the strategic and diplomatic abilities necessary for leadership in Hawaii were applied effectively by Hawaiian leaders on the international stage.
They knew what happened to other indigenous peoples in the world, and they saw the effects of colonialism. So they developed a very clear strategy that the only way to protect us from the potential of being colonized or carved up by another country is to achieve formal recognition as an independent and sovereign state.
Beamer says in November 1843, the Hawaiian Kingdom became the first non-colonized, non-European sovereign state in the world.
In a time where might made right, tiny little islands that were not military equals to the powerful Great Britains and United States of Americas at the time, but they were legal equals.
Beamer's book, Nā Mako Kamana, Liberating the Nation, explores the ways Western ideas and structures were adapted for a uniquely Hawaiian form of government. You describe a sort of symbiotic relationship between ali'i, chiefs, and subjects. It's so different from a leader we might elect and forever distrust.
Yeah, I mean, when we think in the Hawaiian context, words for leadership, one that always amazes me is this word malu. One of the meanings of malu is shade. If you're a Hawaiian leader, you provide an environment that helps people to thrive, that gets them out of the heat, and you make their life a little easier. And they talk about opu ali'i, which is having the gut of a chief. And the gut of a chief is someone that's benevolent, someone that gives of themselves and their resources, but also someone that is willing to stand up and risk maybe their own personal gain for the benefit of the collective. Certainly aloha is a key part of Hawaiian leadership. It's reciprocity, it's love. A part of it is also viva ole, is fearlessness, you know, having aloha and being able to stand up for what you believe in and speak out.
Beamer says this kind of leadership is crucial today, leadership that values people and the land and promotes systems that sustain them both.
You know, it doesn't have to be environment against jobs. I mean, that's ridiculous. And it plays out in almost every situation where you get into an issue around resource. What we're losing is that collective sense of who we are as Hawaii and the investment in the future. Like, when's the last time we looked at a representative in our government and thought, wow, this person is really providing shade for the people?
Dr. Beamer's book documents Hawaiian approaches of the past with an eye to the commitment and creativity it will take to address our moment in history. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.